can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? For the ramparts we watched were so gallant.
Biden presidency going, by the way. How is that whole thing working out? Seems not so well. Let's check in on a Biden press conference from yesterday. I'm sure it went smooth. Let's check in on that.
Just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there.
Hey, what's his name?
I want to make sure
he's standing to your left. What's his name?
The secretary for all he's done.
Hey, what's his name again?
To try to implement what we've
standing
just
to your left.
About.
What's his name?
And for recommending these two women for promotion.
There he is, right there. You've
thank
got his
you
name.
All. May God bless you all, and may God protect our.
Now
troops.
Watch them hopping around like schoolgirls that just did like a fake wedding with like a stuffed animal. But what do I do now? What are we doing? Very awkward. And then they hop up and down. Kamala Harris celebrates like, yay, we did it. Yay, we did it. Yay.
You've been listening to
what
President
an embarrassment.
Biden.
Okay, that was yesterday. Let's check back on the old Biden today. He was at a department store, hardware store in Washington, D.C. Yeah, we know, Joe. I know. It's tough. He went to a department hardware store in D.C., once again, it was not the smoothest events, but let's check in on that event from today.
On that one quick point I want to make is that...
Oh, he's got the two masks on.
Store in DC. I also say
so does his little buddy there.
Store in America.
We wear two masks.
Actually, in our building, we have Mary, who's in the garage there, and then we have Cultivate the City, which is an awesome rooftop garden. They exist on our rooftop. But you're not going to be able to see it from here, but if they want to give a wave...
I see him.
Yeah.
And we also have solar.
Jump.
We need you.
All right. And then if I could just...
What is he talking about? Now the press starts acting questions. He gets confused. He's spinning around. Random hand gestures. And then you hear the White House handlers of Biden. Nope, no questions. Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. 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 Come here, Joe. Come on, Joe. We've got a Scooby snack. Come on, Joe. Come with us, Joe. Joe. And he's like, where am I? What am I doing? And these people are asking me questions. Am I supposed to? What? Joe. Joe. Joe, come here, Joe. Oh, yeah. Oh. Sorry. But his policy is also crushing us as well. We'll get into that. The crisis at the southern border is getting out of control. I have to correct something I said earlier today on the Alex Jones Show. I said it was going to reach three times as many border crossings as the year before in April. I was wrong, folks. They're now reporting it's reaching three times in March. So we're going to reach three times the illegal border crossings for March.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Gentlemen, we are live on this Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. The InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. I'm going to be with you here in the first hour. Tom Papert is going to take over. He's also got great guests coming up. So you're not going to want to miss that. I also have a bunch of news on my desk here. I'm still shuffling through some of it that I'm going to get to before I depart. But the Biden, Chairman Biden fake presidency has really, really taken a turn. And everything coming out of the White House is bad news. The Bidens can't even properly take care of dogs. The border is out of control. You've got new policy coming out of the Biden administration that's going to destroy a lot of the free market economy. We'll be covering all of that. Of course, they're now admitting what we told you was the case. The vaccine is going to be used to, so take your freedoms from you illegally, but then say, oh, the vaccine will give you your freedoms back. But then they say, oh, not so fast. Not so fast. You've also got another accuser just coming out against Cuomo. So once again, the InfoWars War Room, next week's news today. I told you this was coming, but wait for the big one. So you'll have a 6th, a 7th, maybe an 8th, 9th, 10th. But there's a one big name that they are hoping will come out against Cuomo. I guess that is the real Me Too women, or I'm not sure who. But so you've got that happening. Lawsuits against Cuomo, lawsuits against Whitmer. Both of them are facing either the worst, I guess you would say ratings, however you want to put it, the worst support, the worst approval from the Democrat governors of Michigan and New York, who sent COVID into the nursing homes that killed tens of thousands of people. They've now been caught in that escapade. Cuomo has been caught lying about it, and now he has six women accusing him no more of sexual harassment. Now we're getting into the touchy level here. And the Democrats want Cuomo's resignation. He says no way. So that's this is all playing up to be a distraction, whether intentionally or not, from the tens of thousands dead in the nursing home because of Cuomo's policy. But we're not just in the sexual harassment, oh, I'm saying things or, you know, inappropriate comments. We're now into the inappropriate touching realm with this sixth allegation against Cuomo. So we will find out if the media is interested in covering that. Believe all women, Me Too movement, seeing if any of that comes down. But it's all building up to a crescendo. But this will distract. And so maybe Whitmer may want to run a similar campaign over there. I'm not sure what you would do to distract from all the people dead in her nursing homes. Yeah, and all the memes of the harassment that we have of Cuomo now on tape. You know, it's funny. It's kind of like the Weinstein thing. There's like, yeah, there's actually a lot of it out there. It kind of makes sense. It's kind of like the Biden thing. He's always sniffing and groping children and women. And they had to cancel Secret Service parties because the Secret Service wives or girlfriends would show up and, you know, his hands would be all over him. So they had to cancel those. But this is Biden. So he doesn't seem to know where he is half the time. But believe me, a voluptuous woman comes through the White House. All of a sudden, his interest peaks. So it'll be interesting to see the fate of Cuomo, of Whitmer. But for Biden, it's really just getting out of control. And so here, let me just highlight some of this news. Biden just endorsed a law that endangers 57 million jobs. And so I've been in this, they call it the gig economy. It's not even that. In fact, most of these jobs, this is kind of the jobs you even want sometimes, is as a freelance contractor, if you will. You can be in control of your own hours, your own schedule, your own finances. There's some positives, there's some negatives. But it's a huge part of the economy. 57 million Americans who work as freelancers. I've done this in the past. In fact, when I was in media in St. Louis, I was basically my own employer working seven different jobs just as freelance. So like I said, there was pros and there was cons. But they want to eliminate all of that. They already tried to do this in California. It was a disaster. But so this will be signed by Biden. He will have no idea what it is. But the House Democrats reintroduced the PRO Act. Among many sweeping reforms, would make many commonplace forms of independent contractor arrangements illegal. And so why do they do this? Well, because here's the deal. Most people don't know the freelance law. And so I forget what it was in Missouri. But basically, if you fill out, I'm going off memory. I think it's a W-2. I forget what it was. There's a certain tax thing that you fill out when you're doing freelance work. Is it the 1099? Okay, thanks, crew. And so you have to basically take down all your finances, you know, run your own numbers. And then most of the time you end up paying taxes at the end of the tax season. That's if you even do your taxes. So what the real reason, what I believe the real motive here is that a lot of these freelance workers are not paying their taxes. For most of them, it's probably unwitting. Most people, when they do the 1099 and they submit it and then they get a bill from the government, oh, you owe us money in taxes, they're shocked. I remember it happened to me one time, the first time I did this, I think it was like maybe I was 20 years old. And I remember I got sent a bill and I was just stunned. But that was the first time I started really working freelance and having my own 1099s and everything. But so it's a certain amount of money on a paycheck, or it's a certain amount of money earned over a certain period of time, depending on what state you're in. But most people just aren't paying their taxes. And so they're taking in the money that they're making for freelance, and then they're not filling out the proper paperwork, wittingly or unwittingly. And so, see, the government needs that money. They got to get into your pocket. They got to get up all up in your business. They got to get all up in your ass. And they got to get that cut. It's not easy to pull off a magic trick like saying, oh, we've got a $2 trillion stimulus bill. That on average is more than $5,000 per American of our taxpayer dollars, supposedly. Over $5,000. But don't worry, they're going to pay you $1,400 back. Wow, government magic. Give them $5,000, get $1,400 back, and then they say you're welcome. Well, they don't like that. They need all the money. They need all the cut that they can get. So they don't like 1099 workers not paying their taxes, not filling out their paperwork. They got to get that cut. So they'll move forward with this. Here's what they'll do next. Because there's other economies out there that aren't paying their proper taxes. Who can blame them? Well, let's talk about the tip economy. If you're a bartender, let's talk about the entertainment, should I say, or dancers, we'll be polite, that work for cash. Do you think they're reporting those cash tips? Do you think they're reporting the cash in their brassieres? Hmm. So they'll come for that next. And they'll find a way to come for that money next because they got to get their cut, man. They got to get their cut. So that'll be the Biden administration once again taking money out of your pocket. But again, the border crisis is out of control. Migrants killed in SUV crash near the Mexico border paid $10,000 each to be smuggled into the U.S. So there's a huge coyote thing happening at the border. They use children to get people across the border. It's all a big illegal business, and it's now been reignited, fuel to the fire by the Biden administration. And I was wrong. I said it would be triple from the year prior. In the month of April, it would be triple from the year prior. I was wrong, folks. It's going to be triple this March. Triple the illegal border crossings from the prior year this March.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society, and they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like, our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price. It funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, was in New York today at Trump Tower. There you see Secret Service escorting him out of the building, Trump not wearing a mask. By the way, during the break, the crew brings us in. I'm going to have to just do a major news blitz here. And, boy, I got so much to get to. But the crew brings this to me during the break. This is insane. Not only are they busing the illegal COVID-positive immigrants into the country, they're flying them in. El Paso set to receive hundreds of newly arrived migrants from Rio Grande Valley. And then in the story, it talks about how they are flying them in. El Paso is set to receive two daily flights from the Rio Grande Valley, carrying 135 would-be refugees each starting on Monday. 270 migrants per day in addition to the 50 daily asylum seekers. And those numbers are low. And those are just the numbers that they can even register because they actually try to go through proper channels after crossing. Most just cross illegally and then get in. And it's going to be triple the amount now. Triple the amount. I mean, where does it end? So forget about the common sense logic. Oh, you, the American, you can't be free. You can't open your business. You can't go to school. You can't go to church. You can't breathe clean air. You have to be shut in. It's the worst pandemic ever. But oh, we're going to be flying and busing in hundreds of thousands of non-citizens, many of which are bringing in disease. What a joke. But you know what? Let me just show you the joke status of the world currently. And then let me hit this news blitz. Take a look at this video. Again, this is not even really topical other than it just shows the joke of the world we're in. Look at clip 9 here. Guys, just roll the B-roll. Where the UK police are unarmed and now most of them are women. And so look at this. This is just a joke planet now. So a guy's being arrested and he just shoves the women off and he just runs away and they just kind of like waddle after him. I mean, this is a joke. Yeah, get off me, bye, and now I'm going to jog away, and you can't catch me, you run like a woman. Bye. I mean, just total joke-level planet right here. Hey, I guess it's better than him getting shot to death. But now you'll have no law enforcement. See how that one goes. And then look at Thailand's prime minister during a press conference just spraying into the air hand sanitizer, just spraying it into the air. I mean, I guess that's how you would kill an airborne virus, not even wearing the mask. He kind of has it in his hand, but just continues to spray and sanitize the media. I mean, I am living in clown world. Clown world. Hosted by Brian Stelter. But see, this is the sickness they want to show your children. This is a trans activist and writer. It's just a dude in drag. It's like a big hairy dude in drag. It's like, oh yeah, that's healthy. That's cool. Let's have that kid indoctrinate children. And he says there are no princesses. I can't even believe it. And you know, I won't even say it, actually. I can't even say it. These people are disgusting. They are coming out of the closet. They want to rape your children. Okay? So I don't even have it in me to read the quote of what this trans activist who's reading to kids said about your kids, but they're about to come out. They want to rape your kids. So just know that. And by the way, there should be actual transgender people or whatever who step up and speak out against this, but you notice there's really not. South Dakota governor to sign ban on transgender girls from female sports. Well, that's kind of a misleading headline. South Dakota governor to sign ban on boys from competing in female sports. That's the more accurate headline. So good for the governor in South Dakota, Kristi Noem, that has some common sense left. Illinois teacher shamed. This is on public video, by the way. You can go watch this if you'd like. Stories at thefederalist.com. Illinois teacher shamed for the color of her skin in taxpayer-sponsored anti-racist training. So they have a bunch of people in there. And then if you're white, you get told how bad you are. You get the lashes because you're white. See how that works? It's called tolerance. By the way, society is just melting down. This is one of the sickest videos. What are you looking at? Video shows gunmen shooting at a man who stared at him in Harlem Deli. Again, this is all on video. 20-year-old gunman shoots this guy. Broad daylight, middle of the street, because he was staring at him. He walks out of a deli, and I guess they shared words, and he just pulled out a gun and just blasts him right in the head. Just blasted him right in the head, because he was staring at him, see? Society is cracking. When you don't live in a logical, common sense society, when you live in a society ruled by human demons and liars and frauds, building this cage for humanity, building this prison planet, yeah, you're going to start to see behavior like this. By the way, you know, I should be making a bigger deal out of this. There's very few people. Oh my gosh, you know what? This is actually hilarious. That's not even the video I was talking about. Wow. So it happened again at a different time in New York City. Wow. I'm sorry, guys. I thought I was talking about a different shooting. That's a different one. So you guys had the right video. I saw a different video of a different shooting. So society's breaking down. I should be making a bigger deal out of this. There's not many people that can relate to this or understand this at all. Definitely not a mainstream conservative. Judge says QAnon shaman has to stay in jail before trial. So he's in jail forever. We currently have, as it stands, we don't know the numbers, but we know that we have dozens of Trump supporters and patriots that are sitting in jail cells rotting right now just because they were in D.C. on January 6th. And I know more about this than I want to talk about right now. But I know how it feels to be rotting away in a jail cell while the real criminals are out there destroying the planet, destroying humanity, destroying freedom, destroying America. So there's Q Shaman, who's going to be rotting in jail probably for the rest of his life. There's families that are rotting in jails. There's pastors that are rotting in jails. They don't get any media coverage. They don't get any outrage. So we're not going to be put in gulags, folks. We're not going towards Chinese-style detention centers. We're already there. Trump supporters and American patriots are already being thrown in jail, and the key is being thrown away. And nobody even talks about it. And now the Democrats, Pelosi, wants a permanent military force in the Capitol, like stealing like from the Minutemen, calling it a quick reaction force. So Pelosi is totally in charge of the military, and now she wants a Minutemen style against American patriots permanently in D.C. All right, Tom Papert is coming up. I'll be back on the War Room tomorrow. Here's a big news story, though, to keep in mind. It's going to be important this coming week. Texas HB3 pandemic emergency provisions. They're writing it into law now that, oh, they declare a pandemic. They can literally lock you in your house, force vaccinate you, and put a mask over your face. So watch out. They're coming.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets when they're able to scoop up billions of people's data. They can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Knowledge is power. Like, our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price, it funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
The War Room, InfoWars.com/show. Listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room.
All right, I've decided to stick around here for a segment with Tom Papert, because there's a story at National File that is just hilarious to me. And I saw these images, I guess, first started going viral maybe a day or two ago, of Brian Stelter sitting in his underwear with a jacket and tie on. And I didn't really think much of it. I thought, yeah, there's just the pathetic Eggman just sitting at his, I guess, makeshift at-home studio, which is a complete joke, by the way. It's like his home is a mess. So it's kind of indicative, I think, of Brian Stelter, the man, that he's sitting at his makeshift news desk there at home, which looks like a garbage heap. And he can't even keep his house in order. He's got dirty laundry and everything shoveled about. So, I mean, it's just a total joke. But, Tom, the funny thing about this to me was, I mean, when I saw it, I almost didn't think it was real. I thought, oh, this is like a Photoshopped image. This can't be real, or it's taken out of context, or, like, you know, his wife just shot it and sent it to a friend and it got leaked. No, CNN actually promoted this. So it's beyond just the, oh, this is actually Brian Stelter doing news in his boxers or whatever's going on. This is promoted by CNN to try to humanize the news I guess, hey, let's put Brian Stelter on there in his boxers, in his makeshift desk that's like a total joke with laundry and stuff disheveled everywhere. And that's supposed to humanize the news. So I get what they're trying to do because they're getting crushed in the ratings. None of their hosts are popular at all. So they figure, oh, let's try to find a way to make it relatable. Just quit doing the fake news. You know, quit faking news. Quit lying to people. Take off the suit and jacket maybe a day. Wear a T-shirt. Let's see those man boobs. So, but Tom, I mean, this is incredible. So CNN can't actually do anything right. So now they put out puff pieces of Stelter in his boxers to try to humanize the news and make it relatable.
Well, and in order for it to humanize the news, Owen, I mean, this is the really sinister part, I think. They're trying to say that it is normal, it is good, it is healthy, that everybody is working from home and nobody goes to the office anymore, so you don't even have to wear pants. We all saw the teacher. Well, thank God most of us didn't see it, but we all know about the teacher, and I believe it was Maryland, who was caught masturbating on a Zoom call with small disabled children watching him. That's really the nefarious part, because they want us to think that it is normal to do your very serious, very professional, very important news presenting from your bedroom, from your disgusting, disheveled home where you haven't cleaned in weeks or months. They want us to think that that is normal. Everybody's doing it. See, look, even the court eunuch, Brian Stelter, is doing it. And that is my alternative theory, though, Owen. I think that Brian was doing that to prove that he is not, as Tucker Carlson has suggested, the CNN court eunuch.
Well, it's very strange that this is what CNN is trying to do to promote its network. Believe me, nobody wants to see Brian Stelter with his pants off. Probably not even his wife, but I won't go into that. It's just so funny because they can't be relatable because they lie all day. So they want to try to be relatable by showing Stelter in his disheveled house with his boxers on. It doesn't really work for me. I don't think it'll work for anybody else either. Now, in other funny news, I'm not even kidding you. And so I don't want to be a hypocrite like, I'm taking a stand by not talking about Meghan Markle, Harry thing. I didn't even know it was going on, but now it's such a viral sensation. But here's what I did not know this. Apparently Meghan Markle is black. And so I had to do a little more research into this. I guess her mom is black and her dad is white. I was unaware of any of this, but I guess it started to make sense to me when I figured this, because this headline came across my feed. I know how Meghan Markle feels. All black women do. And I was just like, black woman? Like, well, black? There is not a human being that would see Meghan Markle and say that's a black woman. Now, I couldn't care less whether she's black or white or any of the things. It just shows how it's the left that's all about identity politics. But imagine you have a millionaire, quote unquote, black woman who's as white as me. And you have a royalty millionaire there, too, being interviewed by a billionaire telling us how oppressed they are. I mean, this is a total joke. This is beyond a lack of human interest story. This is the rich elite groveling as victims, expecting people to consume it. Pathetic.
Well, and Owen, you forgot the best part. They're at an idyllic probably million-dollar estate that is owned by the one and only Oprah Winfrey. So, again, it dovetails nicely. You have Stelter in his little cut cube apartment where hasn't done laundry or dusted in a year. That probably does look like...
Well, there's
like
plenty of crop dusting, I'm sure.
Right. But that probably does look like what the average American has been reduced to. They never leave the house. They're miserable. They're sad. They're lonely. They're pathetic. Meanwhile, we're all supposed to care a lot about the victimization of a woman who is worth millions, who is trying to parlay her newfound princess title into a Hollywood acting career, very obviously. And the person serving the sympathy butler, is Oprah Winfrey, a woman who has more money than she could ever spare. If she gets tired, she wants wants to go outside. She wants to pretend COVID doesn't exist. She'll just hop on a plane and go to a different private mansion, maybe one in Hawaii. So it's incredibly almost insulting to both, frankly, the British public and the American public. While you are in lockdown, while your job is gone, you don't know how you're going to put groceries on the table. You don't know what you're going to do with your life. No, Princess Meghan Markle, the actress, she's really the victim here. And that poor Harry with his racist family, these are the true victims.
It's so hard to be Meghan Markle, I'm sure. I'm sure it's just so hard. And again, though, I genuinely didn't follow any of this. And so I kind of went into the rabbit hole when I found out Meghan Markle was black. And then it all made sense. Oh, yeah, everything's racist against her. So it all made sense to me then. But so I did a little more digging. There were a couple other anomalies. And the world is just so crazy. I understand why people just can't believe any cigar is just a cigar. Oh, by the way, when did Oprah Winfrey make her transformation into Jar Jar Binks? I'm genuinely curious. It's like a new character she's doing there. But seriously, so there's a conspiracy theory out there. And again, it's just wild stuff. As I'm about to sign off here, but some people are claiming Meghan Markle was actually never even pregnant. Have you seen this one? And she faked the whole thing?
I've not seen that one. That sounds fascinating, though.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that's true or not, but I'm just saying there are entire threads dedicated to it. And there's interesting stuff. I mean, I'll just leave it at that. It's like a Christy Teigen at the hospital after her miscarriage or whatever with a different name on her wrist. But this is like pictures of Meghan with pregnancy, and then that same day, same clothes and everything, not pregnant. Again, I don't know what's going on. It's all weird. I don't really care, but it would kind of just go along with the whole thing that they just fake everything, you know, Jussie Smollett to Meghan Markle. So that's just incredible. But it was news to me today. I found out Meghan Markle was black. So no wonder it's been so hard on her. No wonder it's been so hard on Meghan, which is just a complete joke. She's probably one of the more privileged people on Earth. She has a good-looking female privilege, which is probably the most leverageable privilege on Earth right now. And now she has royalty that she's trying to leverage as well after she spit in their eye. So it does seem like there's something else going on there. And then the other anomaly, too, was, and this is more like Q stuff, I guess, Oprah had what appeared to be a thing around her. Did you see this one? The thing around her ankle?
I've heard Oprah is among the alleged ankle bracelet wearers, yes.
Well, let me just say this. I've been working in media, and a lot of my crew has been working in media for a long time. I've been working in media for over a decade. Never in my life have I seen a sound kit or a sound box on someone's ankle. So anybody saying that that's a sound kit, I that would be a first for me. I've never seen a sound kit on an ankle. Again, I'm not saying she's in a house arrest or anything like that. This is just some of the craziness out there. Oh, by the way, they found, and it could be nothing. It could just be a bulge there, like a Michelle bulge. But they have found new video of the pipe bomb suspect at the RNC and DNC, but somehow the FBI can't find any of that, though. They have no idea where guy is. They have all this footage,
crazy,
but no idea
to get
where
to
he
this
is.
Point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, I'm about to hand the baton to Tom Papert. He's going to be hosting the rest of the way. The intrepid Tom Papert from NationalFile.com. Does that belly seem a little bit off-center to you? I'm telling you, man, I went down the rabbit hole last night. I wasn't asking for this. I could not care less about the white, black Meghan Markle princess victim. It's just the world is getting so out of control. Tom, you're going to take over here. Real quick, though, before Tom takes over, we thank him for all the fill-in work that he's done here. We are starting to get more numbers because, you know, we're not allowed to get these numbers. And they wanted Ron Johnson removed from Congress because he requested that the bill be read so that, you know, we could know what's in it. The COVID relief bill, he requested that they read it before they pass it. They said, no, we're not going to read it. People don't get to know what how we're stealing their money. Screw you. And now they want him removed from Congress. I'm not even kidding you. But the shadow COVID relief bill, we're starting to get some of the numbers. Here's a report that was just put out by Kevin McCarthy. He's calling it the Pelosi payoff. We're just getting these numbers, folks. It's hard to crunch when it's just all this pork barrel. You have 21,000 for federal employees to stay home. Okay. 25,000 bonus for state government workers who aren't working. They get a bonus. Now we're getting into the real juice. $50 million for Planned Parenthood. How is that COVID relief? $200 million for museum and library services. Those are Pelosi's little trophies. How does that for COVID relief? Nothing. $270 endowment for the arts humanities. Again, that's Pelosi's little nest egg there. $600 million for Pelosi's home of San Francisco. That's bailing out San Francisco, running at a $600 million deficit annually. So just bailing out Democrat-run cities. $1.5 billion for Amtrak. For what? Again, that's California. And I guess they're saying, the crew's saying probably for wildfire relief. So this wildfire relief now, too, if that's the case. $12 billion in foreign aid. That's good. $12 billion in foreign aid. That'll help stop COVID. $15 billion illegal immigrant eligible health care. So $15 billion for non-citizens. And I guarantee you, when we get more of these numbers, it's not going to stop there. There's going to be more hundreds of billions. $111 billion for welfare without work requirements. What? Just paying people to do nothing. That's COVID relief. $350 billion. Say it, Pelosi. Billion. Say it. Billion. $350 billion to bail out blue states, California, New York, Illinois, that run annually at billions of dollars in deficit. So this is not a COVID relief bill. This is a relief for Democrat policy bill, and this is pork barrel for any Democrat to just slush money wherever the hell they want. So, Tom, I'm sure we'll continue to report on that. But, folks, before I depart here, I have to tell you, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. I start every morning with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'll tell you, I like to mix it with juice. I mix it with juice. It's about half juice, half water, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion powder. I stir it up, and then I take about 16 pills after that, most of which I can get at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not even kidding. It's kind of sick. It's basically like a ball of nutrients that I swallow every morning in pill form, plus the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. But hey, that's health in the 21st century. That's why wouldn't we take advantage of this advance that we have in health science and technology? Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I also just placed a large order at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the Ultimate Krill. I'm going to try the new Down and Out Sleep Aid. I think we had a bottle of it somewhere over here, but I think maybe the other crew has it. Anyway, I'm going to try that out too. So I'm going to let you know how that sleep aid works. I'm to the point now where I don't want to use a sleep aid every night. And so I switch from the Knockout to the Rocket Rest, now to the Down and Out at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to do it every night because I don't want to be fully dependent on sleep aids. But man, let me tell you, when I take the sleep aids from InfoWarsStore.com compared to when I don't, I mean, the difference in my sleep is just not even close. I've always had trouble sleeping. So it's sad that I need, but this is just the modern environment with all the lights and the noise and everything. And just the distractions, but boy, the sleep aid from InfoWarsStore.com, now Down and Out, the latest, it's been a miracle for me. So if you have trouble sleeping, we have the answer at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's Knockout, whether it's Rocket Rest, or whether it's Down and Out, three different options. You can go on and off each one to help you sleep. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, if you like the War Room, if you like our great guests like Tom Papert hosting, if you like the Alex Jones Show, if you like me going out on the streets for over an hour exposing the pro-mask liberals, that full video is a Band-Out video. It's going viral. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what keeps us on air. That's what keeps us operating. That's what allows us to have the great crew and do everything we do here. So without further ado, Tom Papert from NationalFile.com, take it away.
Thank you so much, Owen, and thank you for surrendering some of your showtime for me. It's always a great pleasure to be on here. And I would just add that you may have been seeing me last week. I think I subbed for the majority of the week. It's all a blur at this point on the morning show, The American Journal, while Harrison Smith was off getting some much needed bonding time with his newborn son and much needed time keeping his wife sane. And I would just say that when I have to do that, I am like Owen, I am like Alex, I'm like a lot of the folks at home, I'm sure, where if left to my own devices, I will work until 1 or 2 in the morning and then wake up again and do it all again around 8:30. But when you have a morning show and when you have to have your brain turned on, that just does not work well, and it's not fair to the audience. So when I have to do that, what I do is I go straight for the Chill Force followed by the Knockout, and that stuff knocks me out cold, and I get a solid 8 hours sleep. The bags under my eyes disappear a little bit, and I'm ready to be here. And of course, that is on sale as well, 40% off. So I would suggest you try both, because I am looking forward to trying Down and Out. Knockout, 40% off plus free shipping. Down and Out, the brand new formula, 40% off plus free shipping. Only 3 days left to take advantage of these killer deals at InfoWarsStore.com. So we do have a couple fascinating things to talk about here. Alex Jones, of course, predicted, I guess, 3 years ago now that the censorship would soon extend beyond the digital realm, meaning beyond Facebook, beyond Twitter, beyond eBay, where you can no longer buy a Cat in the Hat book, beyond Amazon, where you can no longer buy a documentary about Clarence Thomas. They took it down in the middle of Black History Month. I guess that he doesn't count because he's nominally a conservative. But no, the cancel culture, if you want to call it that, the depersoning is quickly extending to the financial realm, which, of course, if you can't bank, if you can't make a car payment, if you can't make a mortgage payment, if you can't get the financing for a house, well, what comes next? I guess you're going to be like the homeless denizens of Austin, Texas, living under a bridge, forming their own post-apocalyptic community where they use their cars and all kinds of batteries to get electricity and then start giant fires. I guess that's where this will head. But Gab.com, Andrew Torba, has now been deplatformed, debanked by four different banks. He's in the process of naming and shaming them right now. The most recent one that he has named is a supposedly Christian bank, ECCU, which canceled his account with no explanation after, for months, just telling him, oh, it's going to be great. We love doing business with fellow Christians. This is the exact type of company that we would love to provide banking for. By the way, in the past, Torba, the CEO of Gab, has put up his credit score. It's in the 850s, far better than mine and most people in America, especially after a year of lockdowns. But that did not stop the Evangelical Christian Credit Union. You would think with a name like that that they would be good people. So on Twitter and exclusively to National File, he also sent a statement. Torba said, I was told they would be happy to work with a Christian man who is being shut out by the secular world. I opened an account, transferred a large sum of money, and a few days later, my account was shut down abruptly without reason. He continues. He posts a screenshot of the email they sent notifying him that his account was closed. It was a form message that indicated that he is the one who decided to close the account. That, of course, is not what happened. So what is really fascinating here is something that Torba said at the end of his statement and confirmed to National File. He thinks that this is part of what was once known during the Obama years as Operation Choke Point. And there's going to be more coming out on this in National File in the coming hours and days, because Operation Choke Point was an unofficial policy by the Obama administration to shut out places like firearm companies from the banking system. Simply, if you were a enemy of the American regime, then you would be cut out of the banking industry. You couldn't have a bank account. You couldn't finance a car. You couldn't take credit cards online. You are in persona non grata. Now, of course, this eventually came to light and it was very swiftly put down because it's shocking and horrifying and something out of the Soviet Union. Even the Nazis were not this advanced. They just went and took your money and killed you and put you in a camp or sent you overseas or whatever it's going to be. They just killed people. The Soviets were the ones who came up with the radically ingenuitive ways to make your life hell without actually lifting a finger. And so we're going to talk about this more on the other side. You are watching The War Room. I'm Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of NationalFile.com, filling in for the remainder of this broadcast for Owen Schroyer.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us, not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge.
We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Welcome back to The War Room. We are now in the second hour of this March 9th, 2021 broadcast. I am Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of nationalfile.com, filling in for the rest of this broadcast for Owen Schroyer. We'll be joined by Patrick Howley live in my studio, not the InfoWars studio, unfortunately, in the last hour. He has got some breaking news about the insanity of the left when it comes to this lockdown stuff. It turns out they will hunt you down if you have dared to offend their sensibilities with the mask. Expect a media onslaught, the likes of which is usually only saved for war criminals. It's truly flabbergasting. But in the last hour, we were just talking about Operation Choke Point, which was the Obama-era scheme. You see, it was an idea. It was the goal, of course, is to keep conservatives from being able to bank. Any good conservative organization would just not be allowed to get a bank account. And we, of course, know that the Obama regime, they love doing this type of thing. Everybody remembers Lois Lerner at the IRS going after the Tea Party groups, going after the insurgent grassroots Republican groups, the ones that did not have the party establishment's backing, by the way. And they did that about until they could get in and defang the Tea Party movement from the inside. And Operation Choke Point was a big part of this. Banks ended up having to come forward saying this is insane. We're getting pressure from the federal government to dump our clients. And it was ended, at least in name only. Now, Andrew Torba, CEO of Gab, who has been canceled by 4 different banks in 4 weeks, most recently apparently a Christian bank, believe it or not, the Evangelical Christian Credit Union. He thinks that this is not just coming from internal motivations. One bank did blame media smears. So apparently if CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times, if they write bad things about you, then you're not allowed to have a bank account. That's the new standard. But it does seem suspect that 4 banks independently, including a Christian credit union that should be standing up to Caesar, would all come to the same decision. But if they're getting some crony from within the Biden regime who comes to them and says, no, you cannot give Alex Jones a bank account. You cannot give Andrew Torba a bank account. You cannot give one to Tom Papert or Owen Schroyer or Donald Trump. Well, what do you do if you have the federal government telling you that they're going to make your life miserable if you continue offering your services to people who you agree with politically? Do you risk your employees being jobless, homeless, on the streets because their boss has principles? Or do you bow to Caesar, bow to Biden, bow to China, and go along with it? Well, in many cases, I think we know what the answer is. I think we know that it's easier for these people to go along and get along rather than to take a stand, even for God. And that really highlights the darkness of our world, and it highlights the necessity for us to build our own communities, build our own outlets like InfoWars did, like National File has done. We can no longer build our castles in the enemy sandbox. They're going to come at it with a bucket of water and wash it away. And so I urge any Christian, truly patriotic banks out there, now would be the time to make that your selling point. I think that you will do extremely, extremely well. When we come back, there's some developments, some more developments in the Gab hacking story, how it may or may not relate to Parler. We might get into that. We're also going to go into the many states that are now suing the Biden administration and the poor dog. Oh, that poor dog. Biden just can't do anything right. He can't raise dogs. He can't raise kids. He can't run a country. He can't put his pants on. He can't figure out which way to exit the stage. He can't put a pen in his pocket. The guy is a total and abject failure. Had to be handed the White House. Apparently, he's such a bad dog owner. His dog goes around biting people now. And that's okay. I guess he used some executive privilege there at the White House and was able to get the dog shipped home instead of being euthanized. Remember when Joe Biden, he said he broke his ankle or he sprained his ankle or something like that because he was pulling his dog's tail. I mean, I'm no dog whisperer, but one of the things I was taught by my father as a small child, don't pull the dog's tail. They don't like that. We'll be right back. You're watching The War Room.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
Welcome back. We are in the second hour of The War Room. I am Tom Papert. I'll be filling in for the rest of the show. You can, of course, read my work at nationalfile.com. So yesterday here on the show, we reported about Gab and its sorry fate, or so the left would hope. They were hacked, of course. Apparently, they don't seem to have gotten much. Public posts. We've downloaded the public posts. Live in fear, Nazis. So if you posted it publicly, why do you care about it being released? This is the insanity of these people. Turns out they wanted, I guess, like 8 bitcoins. It cost about $500,000 as a ransom to give this stuff back. Gab, of course, said they do not negotiate with terrorists. I don't want to give away too much, but we're doing a deep dive into who these guys are and what exactly they believe. And I would say you will be shocked, but you might not be. Not if you watch this broadcast, not if you read National File, not if you watch band.video content. But so yesterday, of course, Gab was shut down for several hours. I'm happy to report they are back up and running as if nothing happened, except maybe I think it generated a little extra interest, a little extra popularity for them because the servers were a little bit slow last night. But it turns out that the criminal demon tranny hackers, those are Andrew Torba's words, not mine. You got to love this guy. They just simply exploited their last hack. There is no new hack. There is no new data that was scraped. There is no new anything. They just want $500,000. And they didn't even get anything sensitive whatsoever. And this really is emblematic because, of course, the media cretins, they all immediately rushed to celebrate. It was the best thing that had ever happened. Gab is down again. Meanwhile, of course, the banks, as we talked about in the last segment and in the last hour, are doing everything they can to purge Gab from existence. So it does make you kind of wonder, where are the good guys in all this? The FBI should be on this. The DHS should be on this. Somebody should be helping these poor guys. But I think it's emblematic of where we're at in that the government is not going to do its job. You know, if you walked into the Capitol building, which I do not recommend unless you have your little permission slip and you're wearing 19 face masks, just for the record. If you walk into the Capitol building, then AT&T will give up your phone records. Facebook will give up your location data. They will find you within a week, and you will die in prison for your grave offense to the regime. But if you are systematically attacked by people where you can pretty much identify them, if you are being debanked for your political beliefs, if you're being tarred and feathered in the media for inconsistent stories, well, there's nobody to be found except for this audience, except for the National File readers, except for the people of this country who just stubbornly refuse to go away. You know, like Obama said, we're still clinging to our guns and our Bibles, and we'll never stop. And that is the most powerful thing. We're quickly coming to a point where there's going to be more of us than them. And I'm not saying that because I want violence to happen. I do not want violence, but they're going to lose control of the narrative as it becomes clear that Biden is doing nothing for them. You know, and you're seeing this. It's all over Twitter. No $15 minimum wage. $2,000 turns into $1,400, turns into $1,400, but not unless you make more than like 40 grand a year. Oh, and by the way, we're giving billions of dollars to foreign countries that hate us. Oh, and by the way, we're going to give a bunch of millions of dollars to the arts, whatever that means. Oh, and by the way, Nancy Pelosi gets to skim off the top and send a bunch to San Francisco for some reason. I'm sure that that will definitely go to help the taxpayers, though. They're going to be disillusioned. You're already seeing reports that up to a third of Democrats believe that the election was stolen from Trump. They just don't care. They think it's great for now. I've seen, you know, the polls differ depending on which agency and what their agenda is. But there's some polls that say 80% of Republicans don't believe that the election was without fraud. Some say 60%. So if you combine that with 30% of Democrats, pretty soon they're going to lose anything that looks even similar to a mandate, especially if they are continuing to spit in our face. And at some point, there will be some brave people left in what used to be a free market once upon a time who will come forward and start providing options. There it is on screen, Rasmussen. 20 to 30% of Democrats believe the election was stolen from Trump. And let's talk about these poor are about to the table. You're not doing anything to add value to your company, to your country, to anything. You are a net loss to society. You're essentially a leech. You're a parasite. You are sucking the blood out of a company that could otherwise make money. And now, of course, they all want, you know, they're going to the unions. They want to unionize. They want to force them to hire them back. An employee who doesn't make you money that they inexplicably still think should have that job. Oh, it's just so funny. So I wanted to go through some of these titles that the fired employee has. This comes from a woman by the name of Jenna Amatulli, who is the senior editor of Huffington Post. Which, that's the other thing. In National File, you are a reporter, you are the editor-in-chief, or Patrick Halley is our senior reporter. Those are all of our titles. Reporter, editor-in-chief, senior reporter. We don't have this, like, instead of a promotion, you get a new title type thing. But just listen to some of these titles. Education reporter, polling reporter / pun expert, entertainment reporter, reporter on violence against women, religion reporter, business economics, and gender inequality reporter. I mean, those are just a handful. All of these things, I'm like, what? How is there enough to do in a day that you have a job? You are a reporter on violence against women? You are a reporter on business economics and gender inequality? How do you fill 8 hours? Then you got new economy reporter, film reporter, culture reporter, personal / lifestyle reporter, healthcare reporter, extremism / misinformation reporter, world news reporter, and there's so many more. Then there's editors, producers, photo editors. You hire somebody just to edit your photos? Culture reporter, audience reporter, lifestyle reporter, culture reporter, culture reporter. How many culture reporters do you need? Economic policy reporter. Who is – Producer, powerhouse executive editor international, strategic innovation. I mean, what? What are all these titles? Who are all these people? It's not that impressive of a website. They don't publish that much content in the span of a day. How do you fill 8 hours, a standard work day, which journalists, if they're a good journalist, they don't work 8 hours anyway. I mean, I never stop working. I get the occasional day off and I work the entire day anyway. I'm just doing different things. Alex Jones never stops working. The InfoWars crew never stops working. I'll text the producer at like 9 p.m. at night and say, hey, I got a guest. And I'm thinking, oh, he's not going to pay. He's not going to respond. He's going to wait till tomorrow and then he'll reply like a normal human being would. No, he'll respond at 9 p.m. at night, as will the morning show producer. We never stop working because we love our jobs and we love America. But no, these guys somehow managed to fill 8 hours a day being a film reporter for the Huffington Post, being an extremism / misinformation reporter. How do you fill 8 hours? How do you justify your paycheck? I just have to ask. And so while National File, I am happy to report, we are always hiring. We're always looking for young reporters who are looking to make a name for themselves. Just email us, nationalfile@protonmail.com. We're not going to take Ms. Emma Tooley's advice, and we will be hiring none of these horrible hack journalists who somehow managed to justify a paycheck this long. No, we will be hiring none of them. Let's go through some of these hilarious tweets. After 9 years at HuffPost, I'm unfortunately saying goodbye to my incredible colleagues. If you're looking to hire somebody who loves writing about public opinion, good data, and awful puns, please get in touch. How do you fill 8 hours a day? How, if I were going to hire a reporter, because you know these guys are making like, you know, $80,000 a year to write for Huffington Post. How do you fill 8 hours writing about public opinion? And polls. Polls, I can say, I mean, anytime we write an article about a poll, nobody cares because everybody knows the polls are fake half the time, more than half the time, most of the time. And so people just scroll right past it. People don't care, but this person did nothing but that for 8 hours a day. Emma Gray, today I got laid off at HuffPost after a decade of work I am so incredibly proud of. I am one of 47 of my deeply, beautifully funny, talented, and wonderful, and kind colleagues who lost their jobs today. I'm most sad that we can't all hug each other. That's right. That's right, because you have to do it via Zoom. Hug the webcam, lady. That's the other thing. They haven't been to the office in a year. You know that they have a big office building somewhere for HuffPo where it just is collecting dust. Well, I take that back. I'm sure that the likely immigrant people who clean it, I'm sure that they're allowed to go to the office. You know, it's safe enough for them. Well, just found out that after 10 years of HuffPost, I'm being laid off, said Claire Fallon. I'm Michael Hobbs. I'm no longer reporter for HuffPost. And this is from the HuffPost Union, part of the Writers Guild of America. Today we learned that 33 of our colleagues, and it actually wound up being 47, nearly 30% of our unit will be laid off. We are devastated and infuriated, particularly after an exhausting year of covering a pandemic and working from home. This is also happening less than a month after HuffPost was acquired by BuzzFeed. We never got a fair shot to prove our worth. We never got a fair shot to prove our worth. Some of these people, they said they've been there for 10 years. I think that they've been proving for at least the last couple that they are worth nothing, nothing at all. And it's just so pathetic to see them like you in these unions. And it's like you write on WordPress for a living. You're not a steel worker. You don't build airplanes. Your job with enough time could be filled by an AI. Anybody could write communist propaganda and call it news. It's not that hard. Don't go away. In the next hour, we will be joined by the one and only Patrick Howley. You are watching The War Room.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off to sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
What is the percentage increase in death in the United States?
I am not a scientist.
So you haven't done your research. I'll tell you, it's 0%, sir. The death rate has gone up 0% in the deadliest pandemic in U.S. history. How is that?
That's impossible. I think
that is impossible. So this guy is the perfect example of a human that's really not even human anymore. His cell phone decides everything. His cell phone decides his politics.
That's right, Owen. That's right.
God forbid he loses internet. What will you do then?
I'd probably kill myself, bro.
Well, at least you'd be saving the world from global warming, right? But see, this is what people do. This is what the liberals do to the truth right here. They just drown it out. They just drown it out. They act like they can't hear it. They close their eyes. They close their ears. They don't want to know the truth. And this is why they're censoring everybody on the internet right now that speaks the truth, because they just want the truth out of their lives. It's inconvenient for their lives. It's inconvenient for their totalitarianism. Are you pro-government or pro-freedom?
That's a false equivalency. You can be both pro-government and pro-personal
freedom. The government restricts your freedom.
Only to a point where it prevents you from restricting.
So you're pro-government?
I am pro-government to a point that prevents people from harming each other.
I'll give you credit. At least you're honest. You are pro-government.
Yes, sir.
So are you a communist? Do you want free stuff from the government?
For certain things, yes. Like the prevention of disease.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you pro-government or pro-freedom? Pro-government or pro-freedom?
Well, I'm pro my body, my choice. So are you interested in women's rights?
So my body, my choice. So I don't want to take a vaccine or wear a mask. Is that okay?
I mean, I think if you want to die, that's fine with you.
I have never worn a mask and I don't take any vaccines. I'm still alive.
But you can get the f*** away from me because you don't have a mask on and I do.
But the mask protects you, right? Doesn't the mask protect you? It doesn't protect you.
What Ewok is trying to do is train people how to become union organizers in their workplace.
Teach them how to be communists, right?
Sure! Communism f***ing rules, dude!
Tell us more.
I'm going to end from a quote from, you know, Karl Marx. Workers of the world, unite! We have nothing to lose but our chains!
As we beg to put the mask on our faces!
Your suit's a little too small, by the way.
But you know what's great?
Those are called muscles. If you worked out, you may know something.
It's all muscles I need, baby.
My brain's bigger than yours, too. The mask is actually an IQ test. You failed.
Did our sacrifice result in any action from our governor?
Yeah, you destroyed your own prosperity. The government owes you nothing.
You're already battling food insecurity. Get the f*** away from me.
Yeah! Big tough one.
6 feet.
Come on. Let's back off a little bit. Did that just threaten a woman?
You don't have to.
Wow, you threatened a woman.
6 feet.
What a coward.
Now that you guys have finally subdued your communist energy, I want you to know that there was no pandemic. I know that's shocking that the television would lie to you, but go look at the death rate in the United States. The death rate in the United States of America did not go up a single percent. My body, my choice. If we don't want a vaccine and we don't want to wear a mask, that That's our body. That's our choice. But all of a sudden, you're against my body, my choice. So it seems like all your other political policies, all your other political opinions are all hypocritical and all double-sided. If you look at the CDC's numbers for flu and pneumonia, they went down to zero. And if you look at the number of comorbidity deaths from COVID, it's 80%. 80% of COVID deaths were cancer, leukemia, bone disease, obesity, heart failure, old age. There's the facts. You just had more facts and logic and science given to you in a minute by me than an entire hour from these listen to them boo.
I bet not one of you could say anything I said that was inaccurate. Go ahead, I'll give you a try.
I can do it. This was you.
You went through so many different subjects so fast, I couldn't even take note, brother.
You're not smart enough. That's true. I should slow it down for them. Let me slow this one down for you. The death rate in the United States of America did not increase.
There's nothing you're going to do that is going to prove any of this differently.
You're right. That's just the fact.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price. It funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Tom Papert filling in today. We're joined by Patrick Halley. That wonderful report you just saw is Owen Schroyer confronting pro-mask protesters. Such a thing does exist, even though there weren't very many of them, and most of them seemed like they were also speakers. They didn't seem to agree on much, though, but that entire report, over an hour of footage, available at band.video exclusively. So Patrick Halley, senior reporter at National File. I was just joking about some of these ridiculous titles that the laid off, fired Huffington Post employees have, like misinformation extremism reporter, film reporter. I mean, one of the things I was remarking on is that we don't have all these titles here at National File. People who are reporters here report. That's what their job is. What do you make of this this horrific, tragic firing? I think they all need to make solar panels, like Carrie said.
Well, I think we all know who is to blame for these layoffs?
Right.
The white man.
Why didn't I think of that?
Institutional systemic racism.
Sexism too, maybe?
Have you heard of it? By the way, I get messages, I get emails sometimes from some of these like extremism reporters, and right. they're like casual. They're like, hey, I just cover you for the extremism beat. So I'm the extremist? You're the one who says that if little kids don't want to change their gender at age 4, then, you know, they should be, like, genocided
removed
in the rice fields.
From their parents, right.
But I'm the extremist. Oh, okay.
The guy who believes in America. Yes. We're the extremists. Well, also a crushing blow. All of Huffington Post Canada and Quebec, no more.
No more HuffPo Canada.
No more HuffPo Canada.
To be honest, Canada basically just is the Huffington Post.
They're not
the
breaking
age
news.
Of Justin Trudeau.
They're not breaking news up there. No, they're just repeating whatever comes out of Trudeau's mouth. What would your words of encouragement be to these recently laid off reporters? I mean, you've been in politics and journalism basically your entire adult life. You've achieved some wonderful things. You've seen the dirty underbelly of it. And so what would your advice be to these guys who have worked 12 years as the extremism and misinformation reporter and are now back in the job market?
Yeah, well, look, I don't want to crush anyone's dreams, but I think that they should become homeless. I think that they should become homeless for a while. They should experience it. They should dig through dumpsters. You know, I know that it was a big change for them to go from living in their parents' house in the suburbs to living in a $5,000 a month studio apartment in Brooklyn.
Right.
That they're now going to get evicted from.
Of course.
So I think they should become homeless. I think that's probably the logical next step for them.
Well, you know, it does beg the question of when you get fired from the Huffington Post, where do you wind up? Who is going to hire you with that on your resume? I mean, I don't know. Maybe MSNBC is hiring 47 people. I just don't know. Following up on that vein, because one of them said the saddest part is that we haven't even been able to hug each other because nobody goes to the office anymore. Mm. And in the Huffington Post Writers Union, which they have,
it did a great job.
Well, they say that, you know, well, we've been working from home for a year. The stress has been unimaginable. We didn't even get a chance to prove our value to the new owners, BuzzFeed. So what do you make of this phenomenon? You come to the office every day. I come to the office every day. Why have these people been working from home for a year? They're in the trenches. They should be in the newsroom.
Yes. No, they all work from home and they do their Zoom editorial calls. Sometimes, as in the case of the gentleman from The New Yorker, they pleasure themselves during the Zoom call and forget to turn off the
– What was happening in that call that had him so excited? Is my question. Jeffrey Toobin. I cannot imagine this, though. I mean, as a small business owner, and you've run websites before, it's like, how do you employ somebody for 8 hours today to discuss just one topic, report on just one topic? And if that's not bad enough, like, you know, I get a local newspaper is going to have a crime reporter. That is necessary. But how do you do something like a business economics and gender inequality reporter? How do you fill 8 hours a day?
That's one category.
That is one guy's job.
What was it again? Business?
Business, economics, and gender inequality. That was Emily Peck, laid off, fired reporter.
Well, clearly there's no gender inequality if she was able to get that job. I think the business world is just fine on gender equality.
I think so.
I'm not too concerned about it.
It really is just baffling, though. And then, of course, I really do. I think they should take John Kerry's suggestion. The solar panels need to be built by somebody. Yeah. The jobs don't pay very well. And frankly, there aren't that many of them.
Right.
But give it a shot. Give it a shot. Or learn to code. Can we say that again? Is that verboten?
Well, they don't know how to code. But anytime something bad happens to liberal millennial white women, it's a national tragedy. Everything needs to shut down. Oh, my God. Something has inconvenienced liberal white women in their ridiculous Harry Potter fantasy world that they live in which they have these ridiculous, insane jobs. Now they've lost their ridiculous, insane jobs. And, oh, my God, it's everybody's fault except theirs.
That's very, very true. And speaking of talentless liberal white women, there's a video of Psaki, as some people call her.
Psaki bomb.
I think that you have to pronounce the P or else you're a bigot. But she was asked today about the border detainees, and suddenly it's not her fault. Can we go to video number 12, please?
There are reports out there that the number of unaccompanied migrants detained at the border has tripled in the last 2 weeks to 3,200 plus. Is that number accurate?
I'm not going to confirm numbers from here. Obviously, the Department of Homeland Security and others oversee the programs and the engagements that happen at the border. I will say that there are a couple of reasons. I know Amar asked about our kind of change in policy, but there are a couple of reasons why we think people are coming to the border. Of course, individuals are fleeing countries where individuals and families are, you know, they're fleeing prosecution, fleeing violence, fleeing economic hardships and other things. The region has also experienced 2 hurricanes in the fall, putting further stress on the conditions in these countries and the circumstances that are facing individuals. And all of this is taking place during a global pandemic that has impacted other countries' economies, placing undue hardships on its people, just as it did in the United States. So there are also a range of factors that are leading individuals to come to the border.
Why won't you confirm that number? That's a very important number.
We've been very clear that there is an increase, that there are more children coming across the border than we have facilities for at this point in time. Those numbers are tracked by the Department of Homeland Security, so I'm just suggesting suggesting that you talk to them about specifics.
Well, we talked to them, Jen. They won't confirm the numbers.
Well, I would encourage you to go back to them and ask them again. We're not going to confirm them from the White House. It's not our program. It's
That's enough of Saki, of Frumpy Saki. The buck stops with nobody in the Biden administration. So they ask, hey, can you confirm the number of immigrant detainees who are children? No, that's the DHS's job. The DHS, you're going to have to ask the administration about that. I can't give you any answers. So, one, maybe these HuffPo reporters who actually used to do a little bit of good journalism, they were the ones who said that 80% of women who cross the border illegally are raped in transit. Maybe if these HuffPo losers had been a little bit more concerned about the kids in cages, Patrick, and holding Jen Psaki accountable, maybe this wouldn't have happened to them. What do you think?
The kids in cages. Oh, God. The kids in cages. I can't even. Oh, anytime you use that term, the kids in cages, I can't. Oh, God.
Well, they're not cages anymore.
I just needed to do my kids in cages cry break.
Well, remember, they're not cages anymore. They're overflow facilities, and in some cases, they're just reception facilities. So it's like, you know, you go to a wedding, and there's that big open room, and that's where the kids are kept in cages.
Jen Psaki needs a White House cry closet.
I do feel bad for her. They clearly don't prep her very well at the Biden White House.
No, I don't think anyone knows what's going on at the Biden White House. Even the dogs became hostile. See, a dog will act out if he doesn't respect his master. If he knows that his master is mentally gone, the dog will begin to act out. And I think that's what's happened here.
I think you may well be onto something. We've actually got the Biden regime commenting on Major's departure from the White House. That is, of course, the 3-year-old German Shepherd who I guess attacked security personnel there at the White House. Yeah, was that the guy coming with the pillow to Joe Biden? I'm kidding. Just a joke.
Wait, his dog was a German Shepherd?
Nazi Shepherd.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really changes your perception of the white supremacist in the White House, this Nazi who keeps kids in cages. Absolutely deplorable behavior, you might say. Don't go away. You are watching The War Room. We are here with Patrick Halley. We're going to show you what the Biden regime, what Her Majesty Psaki had to say, that kind of rhymes, had to say about Major Biden's unfortunate departure from the White House, fired unceremoniously like a HuffPo reporter. We'll be right back on the other side.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa,
who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Tom Papert here with Patrick Halley. That is excruciatingly perfect music for the demon dog of the Biden White House, Major, who was unceremoniously escorted out of the White House, some say in chains, after biting a much very well respected, I'm sure, member of the security detail. Let's go to clip number 16 and see what the Biden regime had to say about their killer Nazi hound.
Now, can you clarify for us what happened with the president's dogs? There's some reports that one of them was involved in a biting incident. Can you clarify exactly what happened?
Sure. Champion Major, the president and first lady's dogs, members of the family, are still getting acclimated and accustomed to their new surroundings and new people. And on Monday, the first family's younger dog, Major, was surprised by an unfamiliar person and reacted in a way that resulted in a minor injury to the individual, which was handled by the White House medical unit with no further treatment needed. It had been previously planned already for the dogs to be cared for by family friends in Delaware during Dr. Biden's travels to military bases this week. She has a 3-day trip this week, and the dogs will return to the White House soon. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jen. I'd like to ask about three things, if that's okay. The dogs, immigration, and then Governor
Cuomo. Another dogs question. Okay, go ahead.
Like to follow, just a quick clarification
sure.
on the dogs.
Okay.
Can you confirm that it was a Secret Service member who was bitten? And can you also reassure the public that Major Biden will not be euthanized as a result of this?
Well, certainly Major Biden is a member of the family, so I can assure you that. I don't have any more details on the individual. I would encourage you to ask the Secret Service, but I'm not going to have any more details other than that.
They're not going to kill the Nazi dog.
Well, this is very inappropriate that the dog bit someone, because all Joe does is sniff people. And, you know, Joe was trying to pass down, hey, just sniff the people.
Right.
Maybe kiss them, breathe menacingly on their neck,
touch the hair,
grope, but the dog went ahead and bit somebody,
which really speaks to its poor training, I think.
Yeah,
the dog bit somebody, and they're coming back. That's news. They're bringing the dog. I mean, if you had a dog, if I had a dog, and it bites the neighbor, it bites somebody, they're going to call animal control, and they can get that dog put down. So is Joe Biden pardoning a Nazi hound from the death penalty?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, Huffington Post is no longer doing this type of journalism, so we have to pick up the slack. There's a interesting development out of Thailand, though, where, of course, COVID-19 something. And I think that Jen Psaki should employ this strategy to make sure that everybody stays safe and stays healthy. Let's go to clip number 10.
Thank you.
just giving them a little spritz, just making sure they're safe. I think if Sackey did that, like, you know, they're training a cat. Wear your mask. Psh, 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 psh. I think that would that is what the White House press corps deserves.
Journalists are disgusting people. They live in horrible group houses in Washington, D.C. They live in these little decrepit apartments that are disgusting and filthy. They're very bad with their personal hygiene. They're just repulsive, unhealthy people, and they just exude misery and germs. And, you know, these are the last people who should be going into the White House.
So you think perhaps we should be sanitizing these people even without COVID, even if COVID was not a concern? Just give them a little spritz when they get too close.
Yeah, of course.
It does seem just completely natural. And you've actually, I mean, this is the funny thing about the Huffington Post thing. I mean, these people, they're not real members of society.
No.
Generally speaking, somebody is footing the bill who is not them. Like there's going to be no difference. We joke about, yeah, try homelessness, but they couldn't afford the $5,000 apartment on the $45,000 a year Huffington Post salary anyway. What is your experience dealing with these people?
Well, my experience dealing with these people is that something has gone wrong in their lives. Right. And, you know, in fact, we have this story up about a reporter lady.
Oh, is it up? Let's talk about this.
It is, yes. So we remember Lindsey Graham, the good Lindsey Graham, not right. the Tennessee Williams character from South Carolina in the U.S. Senate.
Right.
And by Tennessee Williams character, I mean Blanche DuBois, not the Marlon Brando. But here is Lindsey Graham, okay? And she has she was the salon owner who bravely
right.
opened up her salon during the lockdown. She's from Salem, Oregon. Well, because of the harassment by Oregon Governor Kate Brown, including sending CPS to harass her kids, okay, she has had to close down her salon. 25 women now out of the workforce, okay? So she has decided to move to Arizona and start a different business. And because she's now moving to Arizona, she received a harassing email that I obtained, okay, from her hometown reporter. And this is, you know, the typical, you know, young, well, although not quite as young anymore.
And we do have the photo up at nationalfile.com. You can see this
young, white, you know, probably millennial female journo.
Right.
Okay. And she, Whitney Woodworth, okay, and she sent an email to Lindsey Graham and said that she is working on a, quote, joint project with the Arizona Republic. So the Arizona Republic and the newspaper back in Salem, Oregon have teamed up to do a joint project to do an extensive deep dive harassing this woman, stalking this woman because she has decided to move to Arizona. 43 questions.
43.
In this email, 43 questions. Okay, she says, our previous attempts to ask questions on this issue have not been returned. Please respond to the following questions by the end of the day, Monday, March 8th. And she lists 43 questions delving into every aspect of this woman's personal life. And they are working around the clock to try to stalk and intimidate Lindsey Graham simply because she wanted to keep her business open. And now she has the nerve to move to the state of Arizona. This is what the media does now. Okay, this is these people who have no education beyond Harry Potter books. Okay, no real education, we should say.
Right.
Perhaps they went to college, but really Harry Potter is the extent of their learning. And they are harassing citizens simply for trying to live their lives.
And I mean, some of these questions, you can read the full article. It's up at nationalfile.com. Do you have an Arizona driver's license? You said you moved to a red state. Is this Arizona? Just all sorts of probing questions. Can you give us your real estate license number? If not, are you really licensed? What drew you to the real estate industry? Do you have any background in real estate? I mean, it's insane. What kind of business is Dream Built? Are any principles for Dream Built with a licensed real estate agent? Trying to insinuate she doesn't have the legal right to run her own business. Explain your bankruptcy in 2015. Why did your salon close? Gee, maybe because they had a year-long lockdown that resulted in economic devastation. And so Arizona Republic, you didn't tell me that was the other culprit in this.
Yes.
And who is, of course, a fake news aficionado website. I mean, in any real world, nobody would trust them as far as they could throw them. But this is the type of punishment And it borders on harassment and stalking-like behaviors that you get if you dare to go against Fauci, and if you dare to go against the lockdowns, and if you dare to say, no, my business is more important than your made-up fear of germs, you absolute lunatics. You have to flee the state. You have to pack your bags and go like it's the old West. Don't go away. I want to continue on this and talk about why it is emblematic of what's happening in our country on the other side. We're here with Patrick Allen.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars Privacy Pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Welcome back. You are watching The War Room at Band.video. I'm Tom Papert here with Patrick Halley. We were talking about this article in the last segment. Just went up at nationalfile.com. Mainstream newspapers team up to stalk anti-lockdown salon owner as she moves to a new state. This is the story of Lindsey Graham, who I will hereby refer to as the good Lindsey. She lived in the state of Oregon. She had a successful salon. She had 20 female employees working under her. She wanted to keep her salon open in the lockdowns. They send CPS to investigate her kids. The media teams up on her. They call her a criminal, a thug, life, a selfless, heartless, evil woman, nasty woman, they might have said in private. And so now, after all of this persecution, she's been forced to shut down the salon, and she is moving to a comparatively freer state. I'm not so sure about their choice in leaders with Ducey and others, but she's moving to Arizona. And so as a result, the local media, local journalists, this bizarre woman comes up with 43 questions to send in an email, and they announce that they're going to do a joint project with the Arizona Republic, the biggest paper of record, so-called, in the state. So this is like insane to me. And some of these questions, you said your husband ran successful businesses before COVID. What can you say about his business record? How long have you and your husband been involved in real estate? How many states are you and your husband licensed as real estate? Just complete and utter insanity. The probing is insane. And so basically the message here, I believe, from the mainstream media, the little local tabloid wannabe journalist who probably has never done a real day's journalism in her life, never broken anything that people actually cared about. But the message to me, Patrick, seems to be you cannot escape the clutches and the intimidation tactics of the mainstream media. If you flee to a different state, you're going to have to change your name and get plastic surgery, because they'll just give the local media a heads up so they can start making your life hell too.
Hell hath no fury like liberal white women scorned by not adhering to the lockdowns of Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. That is her crime in their minds.
It's a thought crime.
And she's endangering people by giving them haircuts. Has there been a single – this is an open-ended question. Dr. Fauci, if you see it, please contact me. Has there been a single incident that you know of, Patrick, of somebody getting COVID because they got their haircut?
I have no idea. Look, you know, the CDC has been admitting – and in fact, they actually had to change the language after we reported on this, but of course we screenshotted it. They admitted that you can test positive on an antibody test if you have the antibodies from the, you know, combination of viruses that cause the common cold.
Right.
And of course, they've been mixing the antibody test results with the viral test results in order to get the numbers. And meanwhile, people are wondering, how come the flu has almost zero cases this year? Oh, yeah, I'm sure they eradicated the flu. They just eradicated the flu off the face of the earth somehow. Just magically, the flu disappeared.
Waving a magic wand. Well, they say – let's talk about this, because they say – and people are gullibly believing this. And I don't want to name and shame, but people who I generally respect are believing this garbage. They're saying that masks and social distancing and shutting off the economy for a year, that cured the flu, but it didn't do anything to stop COVID. COVID ran amok. But somehow it did cure the flu. So maybe we should keep wearing masks forever, because the flu is gone. COVID's here, but the flu's gone.
Meanwhile, the overall death rate went down.
Right. Yeah, by thousands. I mean, like 20 or 30,000 people, because there's nobody driving in cars. I mean, that's still 10 times more dangerous, I'm sure, than COVID ever was, unless you are 97 years old and dying of a million different diseases. Anyway, and one of the stories you recently published at National File, Patrick, was actually, and we should talk about this, was about the total lie that wearing a mask helps. And the CDC now tacitly admits that it's a negligible difference if you wear the face diaper or if you don't. Go into that if you can.
Well, the face diaper is a disgusting and despicable thing that has infected our society with stupidity. It's a demoralization factor. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating for humankind. I look out upon these idiots wearing the face diaper, and I don't even feel sorry for them anymore. I have nothing but contempt for them. I hate them. And I truly despise them.
Well, now we know it's like, what is it, a 1.9% difference.
Yeah.
So if you wear your face cage, which I have a disgusting story, but if you wear the muzzle, if you wear the slave collar, then you have a 1.9% less of a chance of getting COVID, is now my understanding.
Well, what it is really is that after 81 to 100 days, according to the CDC, according to the CDC's projected, their totally estimated numbers, okay? Mm-hmm. According to their estimated numbers, after 81 to 100 days, the COVID cases allegedly went down by less than 2%. You know, stemming from the mask mandates. And
by the way, this is a horrifying video. I just looked at the monitor here in the studio. This is an absolutely horrifying video showing you how to turn a child's diaper into a face mask. These people have lost the plot entirely. Who comes up with this garbage? God bless the crew for just having this on standby. What the hell is the matter with these people? So speaking of what the hell is the matter with these people, let's air this, and we might have to come back.
How are they going to eat their bugs through their diaper on their face?
You only eat your bugs when you're alone at home in your 5,000 a month, 200 square foot studio apartment.
These people have lost the plot.
They're not living in reality anymore, and they haven't been for a long time. And speaking of which, let's show clip number 6. This is happening in Arizona, where this poor woman, this poor actual good Lindsey Graham, is going to try to find refuge. Clip 6, please.
A Valley woman alarmed by someone randomly coming to her front door and offering to help her sign up for the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, there are several agencies doing outreach, trying to help people get signed up to get their shots.
Not everyone can get to a vaccination site, so the Department of Health is sending workers to them. Fox 10's Jennifer Martinez has more.
I'm with the health department. We're trying to get people vaccinated next week that are seniors.
An unexpected door knock on Perry Ragor's door, who lives in Central Phoenix, a representative from the Arizona Health Department going door to door, getting seniors signed up for their COVID-19 vaccinations.
I just was concerned after he left because I hadn't heard anything about people coming around.
So concerned, Perry called the police department. She thought it was a scam, but it wasn't. Fox 10 reached out to the health department. They tell us this was a high-intensity outreach effort to get residents in the 85009 zip code vaccinated.
And yet in this zip code, it just went exponential in the growth and made me very sad.
Since Monday, volunteers have registered 400 residents in the area to get their dose. While Perry has already received her first dose of the Pfizer vaccine, she says this effort will help many Arizonans.
I think it's terrific. I think that the city should have done something like that a while ago.
She thinks it's terrific, Patrick. It's a great idea. Have people go door to door to sign up to take an experimental COVID vaccine. We can talk about this more on the other side. What are your thoughts about this insanity?
Well, we've truly become an idiocracy in which the stupidest people in our society have become the enforcers of the idiocy against everyone else. And I think that is truly the plan that Satan had in mind all along.
You do have to wonder, what happens if you say no? What happens? Do you get put on a list of vaccine refusers, vaccine deniers, when the creepy, weird, frumpy dude shows up in his with his little security badge on his shirt saying that he's there to sign you up for the jab? I mean, what happens if you don't want it? I guess maybe then, no, according to the CDC and Anthony Fauci and CNN, then you don't get any freedom. You're not allowed to leave your house. You just have to stay there forever. I don't think that would be my reaction, Patrick. I don't think that I would answer the door. I don't think I'd call the police either, because I don't think that they would do anything. I think that I would very loudly and clearly assert that this is private property and please get the hell off my lawn, you weirdo, you absolute creep. Imagine signing up for that job. Will you take the COVID vaccine? Unbelievable. Don't go away. You are watching The War Room. I'm Tom Pappert. We'll be right back on the other side.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural product you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God. And the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it, and on its ashes a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. This has been a fantastic broadcast. Thanks to Patrick Howley for joining me here at the War Room. And thank you to the viewers for tuning in every day. Thanks to the crew. And most importantly, thanks to the people who go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep this amazing show, this amazing titan that is InfoWars going. You are truly the people who sharpen and use the tip of the spear to politically use it to destroy the globalists. There are only 3 days left to the InfoWars Essentials sale. 3 days left to get massive savings all across the site, plus free shipping virtually on everything. My understanding is the only thing that does not have free shipping is the storable food, which had to go back to full price. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock. Good way to jumpstart your day. 50% off. Down and Out, 40% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. Super Male Vitality, which this is a fun and somewhat embarrassing story. I recently was very religious in my Super Male Vitality, doing it twice a day at the exact times and specification the label recommended. And I woke up one day and I'm like, what? Do I have a zit? I'm over halfway to 30. How am I getting zits? What is happening to me? And then I realized, no, that is because, Tom, you are taking the Super Male Vitality so religiously. You again now once again have the amount of testosterone that a 14-year-old would have, and it's showing up on your face. Still, highly, highly recommend the product. InfoWars Privacy Pouches keep Bill Gates from spying on you, if only for a short period of time. $10 off plus free shipping. Knockout Sleep Support, love that. My favorite sleep support product offered by InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. Krill Oil is back, 40% off. Ultra 12, delicious vitamin B12 formula, 50% off plus free shipping. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System, $50 off. Plus free shipping. There is no better time to make sure you are boosting your natural systems and getting your essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients with the Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. 50% off. And my understanding is it's going to be 50% off until it sells out, I should say. So you had better move fast to take advantage of that deal. So I feel we would be remiss if we did not remark on Joe Biden's very obvious cognitive decline and what is being done to protect him. And so yesterday we reported it. Well, now we've got the video. Biden forgot the name of the Pentagon.
Yeah.
You know, that thing with all the corners. And he also forgot the name of his Secretary of Defense, you know, the Raytheon guy. How do you forget that? Let's go to clip number 8.
Just want to thank you both. And I want to thank the former general, I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we've just talked about and for recommending these two women for promotion. Thank you all. May God bless you all and may God protect our troops.
That outfit over there, you know, the one where they make the bombs, where they drop them on the Syrian kids. And by the way, this really just shows that Joe Biden doesn't make these decisions, doesn't it, Patrick? Because the guy's name is Lloyd Austin. Lloyd Austin used to be a board member at Raytheon.
Right.
That's his claim to fame. That's his experience with the military. I guess he was a general for a while. No, he is a board member of Raytheon, and he works at the Pentagon. The one with all the corners, Joe. That outfit over there, the Pentagon.
The Department of Defense.
The Department of Defense, yes. It's really disturbing. I mean, and do you think he feels like he's happy he got those accolades? Imagine if I was like, that guy, he writes for me, he does articles, he breaks a lot of news, he's really responsible for that whole, the part of the thing. I mean, what do you think Lloyd Austin is sitting at home thinking, or sitting there thinking, like, thanks, I guess?
Well, Biden doesn't even think that black people can use the internet, so he doesn't even think Lloyd Austin can log on.
Right? That's a good point. That's a good point. That's completely right. Black Secretary of Defense, former Raytheon member, according to Joe Biden, not Tom Papert or Patrick Kelly, has no idea how the internet works. It's just like if he had a computer in front of him, he'd just be tapping it, waiting for something to pop out. And Biden, he is being aggressively hidden by the press. I mean, we've all seen that he goes, yeah, I'll take some questions. Cut the feed. And it goes to black. But when he went briefly out in public, probably the first time in over a year that he's done this, and it got interesting. Let's go to clip number 13.
On that one quick point I want to make is that I said we're the oldest hardware store in D.C. I also say we're the greenest hardware store in America. We have two urban farms, actually, in our building. We have Mary, who's in the garage there, and then we have Cultivate the City, which is an awesome rooftop garden. They exist on our rooftop. But you're not going to be able to see it from here, but if they want to give a wave.
I see them.
Yeah. And we also have solar.
Don't jump. We need you.
And then if I could just...
Come on, Fred, let's go. 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 Come on, F
you guys. Come on. Come on, let's go.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
They're like kindergartners. They have to be ushered around by Saki and her goons because the guy might just open his mouth, and we can't have that.
No, we can't have that.
It's, I mean, it just that if that happened with Trump, the cameras were allowed to follow him everywhere. And every second of every day, people knew what he was thinking, what he was saying, what he was tweeting. What, my God, could he? I mean, I hate to do that. Well, imagine if that was our guy. But imagine if it was any other guy. Imagine if it was Bush. Imagine if it was Obama. What would the reaction be?
Biden clearly said the N-word recently in one of his speeches. Clearly. I mean, clear as day.
Yes.
And, you know, I think Joe's only experiences with minorities over the years has been sort of that West Side Story tableau where Corn Pop's gang was sort of dancing around him with razor blades. And, you know, after Joe called Corn Pop Esther Williams, and right. then Joe apologized for calling Corn Pop Esther Williams.
Not but, before threatening to lynch him, though.
But to this day, Joe maintains that Corn Pop was a bad dude.
We actually – you told me this last night, and I did not believe you, and I had to Google it. Corn Pop was apparently a real person. It's not known whether or not he was a bad dude.
Well, there was a guy named Corn Pop, but we don't know if he was a bad dude or not.
That's right. That's right. So
Joe probably thinks he was a bad dude because he was a black guy, and Joe referred to him as Esther Williams, I guess because he was making a joke about, you know, the old racist stereotype that black people are not very good at swimming.
Right.
See, all the old racist stereotypes and the N-word and all this racist stuff just spills out of Joe Biden's
You know, they
mouth.
Say that happens with Alzheimer's patients. They're transported back into a different time.
Into a different era.
Where their true emotions and thoughts could just fly out. But it turns out Corn Pop was a real man. But his son, Corn Pop has a son, I guess.
Corn Baby Pop Jr.
Corn Pop Jr., yes. Corn Pop Jr. asserts that his father was a wonderful, kind-hearted man
yeah.
who never would have threatened to stab a body or a lifeguard at the swimming pool to death for calling him Esther Williams. And the part of that that I don't think gets enough play, Patrick, that I think Biden was going to lynch him. He got a chain and he starts swinging it around like he's getting ready. I mean, why has the FBI not been called?
Yeah, no, Joe's had a rough go of things. And, you know, I think the fact that he is now kind of a puppet president is the most surprising thing in the world to him himself. I mean, I don't think that he ever expected this to happen. And he doesn't know where he is. And he is confused. And he's hungry. And he's lonely. And he's just an empty shell of his former self. And he's also extremely racist. And a lot of racist stuff just kind of bubbles out of his mouth.
And they took his dogs away. That cannot be good for his declining mental health to lose the only constants in his life. But then again, he was like – he famously pulled his dog's tail. And then the dog got so mad that it tripped him and sprained or fractured his ankle, as everybody remembers. Very, very peculiar stuff. Patrick Halley, where can folks find you online?
Well, that's a very good question, Tom. You know, you can always find me on Ham Radio, and you can always find me in sort of the in the militia equipment stores, kind of in the background.
Military surplus, yes.
Yes, yes. But military surplus, that's right, yes. No, you can still find me on Twitter at Howley Reporter, and you can find me on Gab at gab.com/Patrick Reports.
Patrick Reports on Gab. I am, of course, also on Twitter and Gab. And this program is, of course, at band.video. Make sure to go there. Watch all of the tremendous videos, including the one-hour special of Owen Schroyer confronting the pro-mask mob.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Pro-mask mob.
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing before in my life. People who love being muzzled. I maybe we should expect it. This is
Very kinky.
It is quite kinky. You know, I'm convinced that this is all just a fetish of Dr. Fauci's.
Allegedly.
This has been the War Room. Thank you all so much for watching. Make sure to support the broadcast and InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com. 3 days left to take advantage of these killer deals. You do not want to regret missing out. InfoWarsStore.com. Band.video. I'm Tom Papert. InfoWars will be back tomorrow, 8 a.m.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. the big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest that's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show